Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today we are joined by Susan Thomas, Chief Commercial Officer and founding leader of LucyRx, an independent pharmacy benefit manager, or PBM, redefining prescription care in the U.S. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Brian. I'm really glad we're having this conversation today. Women's health is something I spent a lot of time thinking about lately. And as a nurse and someone who's involved in pharmacy benefits, I'm really excited about the conversation.
Awesome. Yeah, no, totally agree. And so as Susan said, today we're going to be discussing pharmacists' role in supporting women's health in their community. More specifically, we'll be exploring LucyRx's newly launched Women's Health Benefit Program, the first of its kind being offered by an independent PBM. So Susan, to start, what are the main gaps that are currently persisting within the women's health space today that's really impeding their ability to receive valued care?
I'll answer that with a real life moment that shaped how we thought about our clinical programs from the very beginning as LucyRx came to the market. When we were first imagining how our programs needed to be different, more powerful than what existed in the market today, a colleague's wife came into my office and she had finally talked to her clinician about her menopause symptoms. She got the prescriptions she needed, the ones that made sense for her, and she felt hopeful for the first time that she would get management of her symptoms. And then she hit a wall. The medication was excluded from her formulary. There was no guidance, no alternatives offered. Her only option was to pay cash or to walk away. And in that moment, care didn't exist for her, not because the clinician failed or because the medication wasn't appropriate for her, but because the benefit design stopped her at the exact moment she tried to get help. That experience clarified the gap for me and for us at Lucy. Encouraging women to speak about their symptoms is meaningless if the system isn't built to support them at that moment. So from the outside, it looks like care exists, but from the pharmacy counter, it often doesn't. That disconnect is what we set out to change.
Awesome. Very well said. I appreciate you sharing like a real life story to really encapsulate an issue that touches so many people across the world. Wanted to talk about a little bit more of the gaps and the challenges, and then we can really talk about LucyRx's new platform. So what are some of the most notable women's health concerns or conditions that are existing today? And how have pharmacists stepped in to be able to manage these concerns?
Yeah, menopause and perimenopause have always been part of a woman's life. But the concerns that stand out most are tied to the really taxing symptoms that come along with it. Things like hot flashes, sleep disruption, mood changes, brain fog, cardiovascular risk, weight gain, metabolic shifts. It runs the gamut. And these symptoms don't come on one at a time. They come in clusters. And they really affect how women work, how they show up at home, and their health overall. But one of the challenges is that these symptoms are often treated in isolation. So a woman might receive a sleep aid for insomnia, or an anti-anxiety agent for their mood changes, or weight-related therapy, without anyone really connecting the dots to the underlying hormonal changes. This is where pharmacists have stepped in a really meaningful way. They're often the first clinicians to actually see the entire medication profile. They notice when therapies are stacking up and not necessarily addressing the root issue. So they can help women understand what each medication is used for, what it's doing, and whether it's actually solving the right problems. And just as importantly, they're there to counsel women and reinforce that the symptoms are real and that they're treatable. That combination of and full view of the whole medication profile really makes the difference.
Awesome. I think that was perfectly said. And I think we laid out a good basis of what's going on in the women's health space, where pharmacists are at, but obviously more can still obviously be done. So we can talk about LucyRx now. So can you just summarize the new LucyRx Women's Health Benefit Program and explain who it's really designed to benefit? Obviously women, but maybe extrapolate that a little bit more.
Sure. At its core, the program starts with access. as I mentioned, we went back to the formulary and we asked a really basic question. Why are hundreds of medications to treat menopause symptoms excluded in the first place from national formularies across the PBM space? For many women, these medications are clinically appropriate and effective, and yet they've been treated as optional or non-essential. And that forces women to jump through hoops or pay cash for medications that should be covered by their benefit. These aren't cosmetic agents or lifestyle drugs. These are really important therapies to solve a very important condition. So the first step was really simple for us, putting appropriate therapies back on the formulary and removing the obstacles for women experiencing moderate to severe menopausal symptoms. The second part is guidance. So as I mentioned earlier, we see women who are prescribed sleep aids or anti-anxiety medications when the root cause is hormonal or metabolic. So those prescriptions aren't necessarily wrong, but they may not be the best first answer. And our approach with our care guides pairs this access issue in the formulary with a really thoughtful review of the medication profile. So looking at whole person health, and then education, because what we've seen in the space is providers don't necessarily understand menopause fully, and then women don't understand how to treat their symptoms. So the nurses and pharmacists in our care guides will help the women understand what's being prescribed, how the therapies work together, and whether the treatment plan is really addressing what's happening in their bodies. The program's designed for women in midlife, but the approach is also intended to help prescribers and pharmacists by making a path that is more clinically aligned so that they understand the benefits of the treatments they're prescribing and dispensing.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that sounds obviously amazing. Tapping into the patients, the providers, and even the coverage like experts, and really tackling, like you said, running the gamut of these medications and these insurance kind of benefits. Wanted to tap into pharmacists specifically there. So how have developers of the program utilized pharmacists' expertise to create or improve the systems and approaches that back it?
Pharmacists influenced the program from the very beginning, starting with the formulary, because pharmacists are central to good formulary design. They led the work with our P&T committee to review which therapies really matter for women in midlife, the focus being on safety and efficacy and practicality of the therapies, not just what works in a spreadsheet, not just paying attention to cost, but really safety and efficacy. And that's the work that helped us add back the right therapies that were clinically appropriate and convenient for real life use. And from there, the pharmacists partnered closely with our nurses in the care guides to shape the educational curriculum for women. So they helped define what women actually need to understand about these therapies, how they work, what to expect, and when something doesn't feel right, how to bring that forward. And then finally, we partnered with Personify Health, and our pharmacists helped to build the educational tools that reinforce these conversations, because we want to meet women where they are, whether that's face-to-face on a phone call or through a digital interaction. So the goal was just creating some consistency in our message, whether the woman's talking with us directly or a pharmacist at the counter or engaging digitally. So every step, the pharmacist helped make sure the program stayed grounded in clinical reality.
Awesome. Yeah. And obviously very crucial steps for this program and to benefit women from, like you said, for the formulary design. And like, obviously that was you and your team's priority all the way down to the education and really improving those outcomes. Awesome. So it sounds awesome. And I think it's been a great conversation. Just two more questions looking toward the future for this program. So given that the program is so novel within this independent PBM space, how might introducing new programs like these further improve the delivery of women's health services across healthcare as a whole, really?
Yeah, I think for a long time, benefit design around women's health has sent the message that menopause care was optional, not because anyone really meant harm, but just because it wasn't prioritized. And I think we're hearing from a lot more women across the country that this is a very important matter in their health. And when PBMs and employers start to treat women's health as essential rather than elective, it will shift expectations. We believe that combining clinical expertise, a really thoughtful coverage from a formulary perspective, and proactive support, so just helping women to understand what's going on in their body so they know what to bring to their prescriber, they know how to describe their symptoms, that will lead to better engagement and better outcomes.
Awesome. Perfectly said. And really just wanted to ask you to conclude today's conversation, what can patients and pharmacists really expect when the program is launched in January?
Yeah, thank you. And it's launching for our own employees first, but all of our clients will get the benefit of the enhanced formulary on January 1. And for patients, we hope that it feels simpler. Less guesswork, fewer dead ends, fewer barriers to getting on the medications that will make their lives better. We want patients to feel more confident that someone is actually paying attention and helping them navigate with respect in their conditions. But also for providers, as pharmacists and prescribers, we hope it feels like a partnership. The work they already do needs to be supported by a structure that makes it easier for them to help the women succeed on therapy. So ultimately, it's not about a launch date of a program, really. It's about what is core to LucyRx. It's making prescription care feel more human, feel more connected, and responsive to the lives of the people we serve. In this case, to the women that we serve.
Awesome. I think that's the perfect way to cap this off. I really appreciate you coming here to talk about such an important topic within, from the pharmacist to the patients, and just making healthcare really flow just great for everyone to really improve those outcomes for people. So I really appreciate you taking the time today, Susan.
We appreciate you giving me the opportunity, Brian. I hope you have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much.